Sometimes I get concerned that I think people in this country are a little bit desensitized to the threats in other parts of the world, which ultimately are threats to our own safety and security and freedom as well.
Well, it always seems so far away.
Yeah, exactly, you know? Right.
Like it doesn't matter because, oh, it's over there.
And in our history, we've always had, we're here, they're there, and they can't touch us because we're the United States. I'm talking about the continuing talks over Iran's nuclear capability. And this developing story this morning showed that a couple of the nations that were involved in those talks have already walked out. There was a threat by the United States delegation with Secretary of State John Kerry to leave because they weren't reaching some sort of agreement. The White House wanted to leave, and now they're saying, no, we'll stay. Dr. Jeffrey Engel is a history scholar and director of the Center for Presidential History at SMU, and he joins us now live to weigh in on the political as well as social aspects of all of this. Good morning, Dr. Engel.
Good morning. Good to talk to you.
Thank you. What can you tell us about Iran, what they're trying to accomplish, and how this country and others can put an end to it?
Well, frankly, Iran is trying to do something that many other countries, including many other countries in their same state development, have tried to do, which is to join the nuclear club, that league of countries which not only have the greatest military power, the power of the atomic bomb, but also have a great sense of prestige from being a country that can create that type of weaponry. And they are trying to essentially join this club. But of course, Iran is smack dab in the Middle East and has a long history of volatility in the region. So as one can imagine, other countries, the United States, Europe, and especially the Israelis are particularly concerned that the Iranians not get this type of weaponry, especially given the volatile nature of their rhetoric, especially against Israel.
I know Iran really wants to get sanctions lifted that were placed on Iran by the U.S. and other countries, but do you think they're really serious when they sit down at these talks?
I do, actually. I think they're very serious. The sanctions have been extremely damaging to the Iranian society. And we should also remember that Iran is actually one of the most cosmopolitan and sophisticated and educated of all countries in the Middle East. Consequently, this is a country that, if we were to look at that as demographics, would say this is a country that's ready to join, if you will, the first world. This is a country that's ready to join the democratic movement, even. And there was a great surge of democratic protests in Iran just a few years ago. So consequently, they're trying to do something which many countries want to do, which is to join that club. And yet, of course, we are concerned that they not do it simply because of their rhetoric, not because of how they're actually acting internally.
We know from past history, recent past history, that when Saddam Hussein was still a dictator of Iraq, that international inspectors go over there to look at their facilities, and they were given the runaround, and they weren't able to see this, and they weren't allowed to see that. And I think probably just by osmosis and the fact that it's in the same area, same close, and the nation's names sound the same, we tend to attribute the same kind of behavior to the Iraqis. Should we not be doing that?
We should not, and this is actually a crucial point that your listeners should understand. The first is that Iran has actually been relatively good, as these things go, about letting international inspectors in. The Iraqis, as you said, were famous for giving us the runaround and famous for essentially thumbing their nose at the world. The Iranians to date have not done that. They've actually kept up pretty well with inspections. The second part is that if a deal comes out, of course, we don't know the details of the deal yet, but if a deal comes out that involves a detailed level of inspections, we should all celebrate. That's a good thing. And the reason being, either the Iranians will allow people in and keep to the inspection regime and make sure that we know exactly what they're doing, or they'll do what Iraq did, which is to violate their inspections. But at this point, they're not signing an agreement with the United States. They'd be signing an agreement with Europe, with Russia, with China, and with us. What that means is if they thumb their nose at this inspections regime, they're essentially thumbing their nose at the entire world. And that gives the United States and others great moral and political suasion in order to create new force against Iran.
Israel not happy that the U.S. is negotiating with Iran. Do you think that's justified?
That is probably the most difficult question of all. It is very difficult for anyone to listen to the rhetoric that the Iranians oftentimes put out, pledging destruction of the state of Israel, and not take them seriously. It's very difficult to say. My personal opinion is that the Iranians are actually too smart to launch a nuclear weapon against Israel because they know that their entire society would be eradicated as a consequence. The Israelis have never publicly stated that they had nuclear weapons, but frankly, everybody in the world knows they have them and knows they have a lot of them and that they are very good and very precise. So consequently, any nuclear attack that goes off in Israel, God forbid, would really mean the total eradication of whichever country launched it. And I frankly think that the Iranians are simply too smart to let that happen.
Dr. Engel, very enlightening, some fascinating insights there. Thank you very much for your time.
My pleasure. Good to talk to you.
All right. There's Dr. Jeffrey Engel, a history scholar, director of the Center for Presidential History at SMU.